Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Yeah. It's your man DJ Big Bizzle in the Bizzle in the building. Y'all know how I do it for the people, for the fans, and for the mothers and fathers and for the children. Got that with my man RJ Dizadap. You know what I mean? Yes, sirree. Y'all know what the show is about today, man. We're going to talk about that new controversial song that my homie the Jigga Man put out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to ask y'all a question. Do y'all think that it's just a hot lyric on a hot-ass verse, or do y'all think he really got help by President Obama to go to Cuba? Now, all of us in the hip-hop world, we all know that, you know, Jigga is just a talented rapper. And what made it slick about that rhyme is that, you know, this is for the media, especially for the white media. And I'm not even going to say for the white media, because the white media, we understand why y'all think the way y'all think. We would expect y'all to do that. We wouldn't expect y'all to think nothing different, except for the few good journalists that you guys do have that do know about hip-hop, the dudes who really know and understand truly about hip-hop. But the most of the Fox networks and journalists to stations like that, we understand, we know that, you know, we don't condemn y'all. We look at, that's what y'all gonna do. Y'all looking for something to go with Obama, that's right up your alley. That goes with everything from the election that you guys try to do. That's nothing new. You know what I'm saying? We can't say nothing. But there was a few dumb black reporters looking like they grew up to understand a little bit, the age of them, looking like they grew up a little bit to know a little bit about hip-hop. Now, let's take this. Let's take if they rhyme about John Geyer, which 2,035,000 rappers have done. Do they go and try to bring up another case on John Gotti, the mob, or do they go do some research to see if they did something with the black guy? You got rappers talking about they sleep with supermodels. Or they lie. Or they make a metaphor. It's a metaphor. See, Jay-Z, it's different type of rap, all right? I'm going to give you people a lesson today on the different type of hip-hop, the different type of rap, because you know I call myself a hip-hop expert since I've been there from the beginning, since a little boy back in the days under Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Magnificent Seven, some of the greats, you know what I mean? I watched Kool Moe Dee and the Rock Up the Hill, you know what I'm saying? I watched some of the flyest D-Boy crews, and I'm going to tell you something, man. This is how this game go. There's certain rappers like Jigga that got a little money, a little flash. They from the street. They do that street thing. So they rhyme street sensibility things. You know what I mean? They rhyme things that cats on the street gonna relate to. They rhyme that. So if you Jigga and you know that, you know, your wife sung for the president, you had dinner with the president, it's only slick to throw in your rhyme as a metaphor that you got a little juice with the president to do something like that for you. It doesn't mean it's true, and none of us in the game understand it to be true. We understand it to be, oh, he's slick, he chill with little Obama, so he trying to say that's something he could do, because we none of us could chill with Obama like him and Beyonce chill with Obama. You understand that? It doesn't mean that they do it. This is the rap game. The rap game, you blow yourself up. You're almost like an actor-poet at the same time. You know what I'm saying? You're an actor, poet, and, you know, you're giving a different life. Even though some of his rhymes was about his life coming up in the street, but also some of his rhymes about Donald Trump. Some of his rhymes is about Warren Buffett. Now, he says he chill with Warren Buffett, he eats with Warren Buffett, me and Warren Buffett do this, do that. Why are you guys not mad at that? Huh? Why are you guys not mad at that? You got young dudes that don't even know who Warren Buffett is, but it rhymes with Tuffet. So they will say, I did the Tuffet like a Luffet, and I'll chew with Warren Buffett. I'm not saying they would say that, but that's something that would happen, you know? And don't mean shorty know Warren Buffett. They don't even know who Warren Buffett is. Now, Jay-Z might be the one rapper who do, and a few of us on the radio who do. But then there's a whole bunch of people like, who's Warren Buffett? I know the name sound like hot in hip-hop because it went with a rhyme. You guys got to understand that. This is how hip-hop. Hip-hop is something that we do like that. You know what I mean? We do it like that. And you have to understand it for what it is, man. You know what I mean? So what I'm going to do is play the song for y'all. Kay Nicole rocked it last night, you know, on her show, because she was talking about the other thing that's going on in hip-hop now, the Molly thing, you know? everybody's on drugs now in hip hop, and it's crazy. I can't knock dudes for what y'all do, but you know, I'm a true dedicated from the old Harlem style. You know, we never took drugs. We got money for drugs. You know, if we did anything with drugs, so you know, for distant. Now, I never took a Molly. I don't know how it feels. I seen one for the first time in a couple of weeks ago. Dude, I was like, damn, that you know, that's dangerous. You know what I mean? But they popping them. You know what I mean? I heard it pop 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 at a time. But that's that. But we're going to get into this. Today's show is about this controversial joint, Open Letter, by my man Jigga. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, you know, how y'all feel out there. If y'all want to call up and even say something about that, 1914-338-1685, y'all could even do that. Or you could just hit me up on the blog. You can hit me up on, you know what I'm saying, on Beef Stew Radio on the blog. You can hit me up on Facebook on DJ Big Stew, Beef Stew Radio. Or hit me up on my personal blog, Cam Stew, and let me know how you feel about that. You know what I mean? Because that's how it's going down. But right now, we're going to get into that joint real quickly.
I done turned Havana to Atlanta. Right. White berry shirts and bandanas. Hey, tiny thing that got me, I switched the planner. Bulletproof this radio scanner. Ballin' to they banners. You getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood, but got White House clamors. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politician never did shit for me. Except lied to me to start history. Wanna give me jail time and a fine? Fine, let me commit a real crime. I might buy a kilo for cheap teeth. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets. Hear the freedom in my speech. Got an onion from Universal, we didn't weep. Would've bought the Nets to Brooklyn for free. Except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seat. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said, chill, you gon' get me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Y'all gon' learn today.
Whenever I'm threatened, I start shooting. Fire! Catch your body, head to Houston. I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. This communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very might of the music. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. The new role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
Y'all gon' learn today.
Chill on the beach. The real punchline is that you can chill with me on the beach. That's the real psycho part on that. Getting me impeached doesn't mean nothing. You know, that's just to throw a little spice in the air lyrically as a rap artist. But the real key rhyme to that is chill with him on the beach for the hip hop and the rap heads. Because you know why? Because every rapper can't go and chill with the president on the beach. Every rapper is not connected to the president to chill with him like that. It doesn't even have nothing to do with Cuba. When we listen to that rhyme as a hip hop head, the key to that. He's throwing that at rappers. He's not throwing that at America. He's throwing a little something at America when he say, yeah, I don't deal with the politicians. I don't deal like your parents. So that goes to he's not dealing with Obama as a politician or as a president. He looks at him as a man probably who, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But he says the politician. But Obama's a politician. He's still being Jay-Z. He's still being, and this is what most rappers do. We can vote. because we must vote, especially because, you know, for the black community, we know we must vote, whether we a rapper, whether we that, whether we don't believe in it, whether we don't believe it, we have to vote. You know, rappers, we know we have to vote, and rappers and DJs and all those, we know that in the black and Spanish and different communities, Chinese or any minority community that has any type of hip-hop or young celebrity, which mostly be with pop music or rap music or anything like that, we know those are the faces that reach the young voters now, which is so big, the 18 and the 19 and the 21, the 18 to 21-year-old votes. And that's the best people to reach them, because that's the people they're only listening to right now. So that's what it is, all right? That's what it is. The lyric line is not the key to, oh, Obama's going to say, you're going to get me impeached. That, you know, that only would pay homage to the press who like the diss rap anyway. You know, you guys been doing this since NWA had Bitches Ain't Shit. You guys been doing this since Ice Cube had his Police song, since NWA had Fuck the Police, since, you know, Dr. Dre and Snoop had Murder as the Case. You guys never understand it. This is the 99th time of another song with another metaphor that you guys just don't understand. As you're not supposed to if you don't understand the hip-hop community. Hip-hop ain't rock and roll. You can't just get a guitar and play it and say, oh, I love Jimi Hendrix, man, yo, and get on some drugs and do it. Even though that's what y'all think, it's not. The wackest rapper still has to be a poet in some way. You dig what I'm saying? That's why you guys got, the only way you can make a record, some of you rappers out there, especially you guys who don't come from urban. And when I say don't come from urban, it don't mean no color, because Eminem proved that. All right? Eminem, there's a lot of dudes that proved that. You know what I mean? Milkbone, a couple of dudes. You know what I mean? My man T-Bone out there in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? It's some cats, all right? It's some cats. Search from third base. It's some cats in history. You know what I mean? Some cats, House of Pain, you know what I mean? Some cats. So let's keep it real. It doesn't have anything to do with color. It's just that you have to come from some type of hood thing. Irish boys got their own hood. Italian boys got their own hood. Blacks, Puerto Rican, Mexicans got their own hood. You understand what I'm saying? So this is what it's about. If you don't have none of that type of environment in you, you're not going to understand every lyric, unless you are a journalist who are studying hip-hop in college, like some of you guys are. You learned hip-hop when you got into high school. You liked it a little bit. When you got to college, you worked for the school magazine or the school radio station, and you got into it more. There's a million of you guys that's out there in the hip-hop land, and most of you guys are the writers, are the dudes on the radio station. Nobody's taking nothing from y'all, but I'm just trying to tell you, all right? Now you got the news reporters that they have to be mainstream, because the station is going to make you mainstream. We know. And you trying to get it, you doesn't care. You could know. Like I say, the non-hood one, the non-African-American ones that be on the news that ask that question, do you think that, you know, that but Jay-Z did say Obama said, you know, he got him the clearance and this and this. Now I know you guys say the Treasury. Obama's not going to clear Jay-Z to go to Cuba. Come on. Let's do this. I mean, how dumb is that? Jay-Z got money just like Warren Buffett can go to Cuba, just like Donald Trump can go to Cuba, just like anybody with money can go to Cuba. Erfurt Kitt can go to Cuba. James Brown could have went to Cuba at one point in time if he went to it. And I think he probably did. You know what I'm saying? The round is because I like the Cuban cigars. See, hood dudes don't do. You got to understand, when he reached a certain level in the game, so his lyrical skills got to be different. He has to say lyrical stuff like that to attract us, because we know Jay-Z ain't chilling on the corner no more. We see him on a basketball game with a suit. So for him to stay relevant and let these MCs out here know that just because you see me making this money in this business world, I still eat y'all cats up on fire when it comes to this lyrical metaphor type of shit. And I got even some deeper shit, because this shit that I'm doing in this business world, I can use this in my type of game, and I can kill y'all on the mic, because ain't none of y'all but maybe Puffy and a few other cats, maybe Rick Ross now, and a few other cats in the game, you know what I'm saying, Snoop, making these moves like I'm making. And that's what that's about. Because, you know, Jay-Z had the Illuminati thing over him. He's selling now. Jay ain't making the records like nobody wants to hear no more. Blah, blah, blah. And every artist go through this. Every real artist that's lyrically talented, you only got a handful that can do this. KRS-One, Jay-Z, Big Daddy Kane, LL. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of the, you know, a couple of members of the Wu-Tang that when people doubt them and try to say they old or they played out or they can't do it, Nas, they come out and they set fire to up-and-coming artists to let them know where this thing started. So for you dummies out there, that's what this joint is about. It's more to the rappers, a couple of politicians that probably said something about Jay-Z being friends with Obama, just like I said something about Common. See, Common is different. He going to say his shit during about him and Obama, too, but it's going to come at you different. It's going to come at you on some Afrocentric, you know, neo-soul, real deep, and you really ain't going to understand it. See, Jay-Z throw it out there, snap for you to understand. We got people calling the line up. The line's getting crazy, but I'm not answering no phones right now. But, because I'm talking my piece right now, you know what I mean? But we got so many things that people could be doing and going at against the world. We got the little dude over there trying to drop a bomb on us, man, and we over here, you know, and Jay-Z is not going to Cuba. Maybe bring back some Cuban cigars, because that's Big Willie stuff, man. It's American gangster stuff. If you don't come from the urban streets, you don't know nothing about that. If you live in the suburbs and you grew up crispy clean, listening to Bruce Springsteen and growing up on, you know, different type of music, and you live a Partridge Family type of life, I won't understand that. You know, you take me and I'll be like, "Ooh, this is beautiful," but maybe some things may rub me the wrong way, you know, and I won't understand. I will feel out of place. I will be able to adapt, just like. See, I will be able to adapt because I come from the jungle. When you come from the jungle and you get into a nice situation, it's a different story. Now, you know, you have to adapt and you have to change, but it's hard to go from something good to the jungle. That's the difference. It's easy to go from the jungle to something good. Everybody want to get something better in their life. Everybody want to live a better situation. Jay-Z so happened to be living a better situation, so when brothers get mad and start, yo, you know, throwing little shots at him, oh, this is how I do it, man. Yeah, and that's what he's doing. He's taking his lifestyle that he's living now. See, y'all was cool. Y'all want to base the facts. Y'all was cool when he was rapping about streets was watching and the stuff that he was doing again. So now that I broke it down to y'all, and y'all understand that he's going at a lot of rappers and maybe a couple of politicians that try to say something about his bomber friend, but not too much the politicians. The lyrical content is meant for rappers, y'all. It's meant for rappers out there that who, you know, we all know Jay-Z, when he come out and he say something, somebody offended Jigga. That's what K. Nicole told me that. And I said, you know what, you are right. When Jigga come out with a record like this, somebody somewhere along the line offended Jigga. And Jigga's the type that's not going to give him the recognition. He's going to eat him up subliminally for a while till the homie come out and let the public know. So we're waiting now, the hip-hop community, all of us that know the real deal, is to see, all right, we know he's rocking. There's a couple of dudes he's chopping at now, and they saying little stuff at him. But which one that was directly to the show, this is how I'm living now. I'm getting this money. I'm making money. I got basketball teams and arenas, percentages of this, percentages of that, and I'm chilling with Obama. So for you illiterate reporters, if you need me to give you my book, that's written on how to understand the hip-hop terms and to understand what it means. So you can understand, you can write your stuff better. You know, your reporters need to come and get some Ubonic books and all this stuff so you can understand. So you don't go on Fox News and all these other stations looking, because you guys be hating and say, I'm not racist, man. All right, we're trying to help you not look racist. Get educated on what the rap game and the lyrics is really about. All right? Stop. You know, these guys, it's just like if you go see Arnold Schwarzenegger as a Terminator. It's just like if you see Sylvester Stallone. This is what this game is. These kids come from the street. Everybody that's a rapper don't be born with a Mercedes Benz and a platinum chain. They make a record about it. The record company might like it because it might have a catchy sound. So they take them in this thing called artist development. They'll put some chains on them, It's not his change. And if it is his change, it's out of his advance money. So he can look the part to sell records to the people. Only in, you know, only in rock and roll music you could be really bummy and sell millions of records. That's not the rap game. It comes from the street. It comes from the fly guys. It comes from the dudes that was well-dressed, the cool Modis, the Fantastic Romantic Five, the cool Herc's in them. They dressed up. They put it on. Whether they put, whether Bafica Ben Bottom put on the African suits and all that, whatever, but that's what they did. You know what I mean? They did it with thinking, like, I heard one rapper say, oh, they didn't know what it was, then they did that because they had to do it to get in. Man, they was coming from the soul. Like, Ben Bottom was real when he was talking that Africa stuff. He was taking it back. He, if you was a B-boy back in them days, he was playing break beats, and it was like an African drum. Soul Sonic Force, it was like African drums, and cats was dancing, and that's how B-boying started like that. So what are you dudes talking about? The term break beat and all that. Look at your history, dogs. This is facts, man. Real talk. You know? Few dudes like me, my man Kev, get his cook on K-Slay. We know. We floor master tots. We on the radio now. We old school floor master tots, man. We dudes that come back, floor master tots. Shout out to Johnny Zip. This is before Rocksteady. Shout out to the floor masters, Schomburg, Closet. Shout out to the executioners and crusaders. All right? These is way before. These 76, 79 breakdancing crews. When you see the Warriors, when you see, yo, there used to be a gang, and they was a gang, but they started dancing. Yeah, these dumb dudes. Them dudes got evacuated. Then it came to Rocksteady and the City Breakers, you know. And a lot of those dudes was members of these dudes. A lot of these dudes was members of some of these original crews. And they kept that tradition going, and they took it to a whole nother level and skyrocketed. Word, you know. Rocksteady's probably the only long-lasting crews that was really out there with Floor Master Tops and all of them. You know, but Floor Master Tops was the major group when they was fired. A lot of cats know that out there. All cats really know that. Shout out to my man Greg O, Donald D, Ski Jump. Word, Jeff Rowe. You know, so that all goes inside what I'm trying to say, how this thing goes with Jay-Z. You know what I mean? You got to understand. If you went back in the days, dudes used to talk about how better they are and how better they is and how better they are than the next guy. That's what this is. Rapping is a boaster. MC, microphone champion, master of ceremony. It goes back into the days of Dolemite. If you dudes don't know who Dolemite is, you young cats, go hit YouTube and type Dolemite. Go back and get The Last Poets. Go back and get that stuff right there. And this is for all you journalists that don't know what you're writing about. When y'all hear hot songs and hot lyrics, y'all can't understand it. First thing y'all want to do is, he got Obama really in trouble. How the hell he get Obama in trouble? Then a million rappers can get Obama in trouble. Because if you do your history and check out the rap that's not on the radar, it's a million guys talking about they chilling with Obama, or they going to do something with Obama, and da-da-da-da-da. He's a black president. It's a hip-hop community. His name's going to be a youth. It started with my president's black. You know? You guys got to understand. Now you got the other music guys that talking about chilling and bringing out the hearts, and and you spin it backwards and they doing devil worship music. You guys never talk about that. These are the music the kids that go do crazy things at school listen to. You can't blame gang vibes on hip hop. Gangs been going on before hip hop started. Remember that. Gangs was going on when funk music was out. I don't mean to say it, but y'all want the truth. When Raymond Washington and all of them out, they was listening to Roger. They was listening to Funkadelic. They was listening to Marvin Gaye. And as time came on, through years as it came on, hip-hop became the music of the hood. So now gangs are listening to that. But let's go back in the history. When the gangs I'm talking about, the Black Spades and all those gangs you see, the Savage Skulls and all of them, they was listening to what's the group you, the Rolling Stones. They was listening to the Police. They was listening to those with the music that was playing because there was no rap on the radio. There was no rap. There was no rap even being invented then. So what they was listening to them early games in the 70s, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the hippie era. You know? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Mr. Nixon and Elvis Presley. You want to talk about that? No, I don't want to talk about it, because who dares talk about the king with Watergate Nixon? Who dares does that? Who dares talk about their whole relationship? Let's talk about Mr. Hoover himself, the hidden secrets behind Mr. Hoover. Who dares talk about that? A rapper writes a cunning lyric, and they know rap. I mean, you guys been doing this. The crazy part about it is you've been doing this since N.W.A., since Ice-T, since Puffy and Biggie and Tupac, and this is Jay-Z turn. You know, it's Jay-Z turn. But but the White House on Thursday challenged the mega artist after he released the track, suggesting he got the White House clearance for his controversial trip. James Carney, President Obama's press secretary, categorically denied reissuing that the Treasury Department did the clearance. Now, he didn't even have to go and do that. You know? That was really dumb. And I think Obama know that, but they probably told Obama, he's the president, yo, Obama, we have to do this, we have to do this. Obama knows hip-hop. His daughter knows hip-hop. Michelle knows hip-hop. You know, Obama's been in Chicago. He know what Jay-Z was doing. He know Jay-Z just said a terrific rhyme. But he understands that, you know, the White House have to do it. But me personally, I don't think Obama, you know, I don't think too many people. I think it was just the right thing to do for television because it didn't make no sense to even do that. It made it bigger than what it was. I wouldn't even came out and did that. I'd have just laughed at it like, Jay-Z's a rapper. But you know what? Y'all help Jay-Z next album be a hit. He's going to go triple, quadruple, platinum. Every time y'all try to slow, do y'all understand the science? The streets don't give a hell about what y'all say. If y'all say some shit, the streets going against it. So if y'all try to stop Jay-Z, or y'all try to fuck with Obama, y'all not going to do nothing to Obama because there's nothing to impeach him on. Once y'all go to court on that stuff and rap and do all your research, it's going to turn out to be just like all the other stuff the Republicans are trying to get Obama on. Now, on the flip side, Jay-Z going to go multi-platinum. He's going to sell more copies just off of that single right there. That single right there probably platinum on YouTube, probably platinum on iTunes already. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about it, man. What did you do for Jay-Z? What did you guys do? Every time, you guys be so thirsty looking for a story that you help us hip-hop heads have glory. We love the press hip-hop, you know? Now, Beyonce and Obama... Now, Jay-Z and Beyonce are both Obama's supporters, right? It's a sore con, they said. The president's not communicating with Jay-Z over this trip. Several Florida lawmakers have lashed out over the couple and the U.S. administration over the trip. Laws ban tourism by Americans to Cuba, though there are excerpts. Now, Jay-Z and there are other reasons why. Because they are artists, and they're rich. And they fall under that category of the rich people that could do it, that has done it. We see people go get little Cuban kids and bring them back to America. We didn't say nothing about that. They go get 5 Cuban kids and come back to America. They got a Cuban kid, an African kid, a Nigerian kid. They took a kid that brought from the diamonds, from the gold, the diamonds, you know, the diamonds, and say nothing. Brought back kids to America. and diseases might be going on, you know? I'm not saying nothing, you know? They got kids every flavor in their house. Nobody say nothing to them. I ain't going to say their name, but we know who they are. And it's a beautiful thing what they do, but they got every kid but a white kid. You know that? I ain't gonna lie, it's crazy. They got every color kid but a white kid. And that's a beautiful thing. But I wish they had a white kid too, you know. Then it'd be all together. They got a baby. Oh, they do got a baby. They do. So that's a beautiful thing, even beautiful. But I'm just trying to tell you, ain't nobody stopped them. They bringing kids back. Jay-Z bought a cigar back. What about the little Cuban kid that we found? What his name was? Little dude. Remember little dude? They fighting him to go back to the country and they fighting him to go here. And y'all trying to keep him here. The real reason, I don't know what the hell Jay-Z was doing to Cuba. Might have been buying some blow. He said it. I mean, around the floor of the street. Who going to say that on a record? But a rapper that said to brag to other rappers, ain't nobody going to do that. Nobody. These little young rappers that be doing that on Facebook and getting beat up and all that, they don't sell records like Jay-Z. They don't sell records. They get YouTube views. They don't get no shows. They might get into a club for free, but that stops after 5 fights. And they get known for starting fights in there. That's those guys. Dudes, Jay-Z, Rick Ross, 50 Cent, Nas, you know, all those dudes. Meek Mill, they ain't doing that, man. Dudes getting royalty, BMI, ASCAP checks, man. They ain't going to say nothing. Everything they saying is for the streets. Got to understand that. It's not for you, it's not for mainstream, even though it sells mainstream. Because there's a million motherfuckers in the streets. There's millions of motherfuckers in the streets that's buying their music. Y'all not understand it. Stop taking this shit so serious. Stop getting so deep into this. Stop thinking the rappers is going to take over the world. Rappers don't give a fuck about taking over. They just don't fuck with their money. Leave us alone. Let us live in our world. We busting our ass. It's hard to get out these streets to do something different. So we rhyme about where we come from. You know? We make music about where we come from. Because we know what we've been through. We all ain't in love, man. Hey, dude, you know, there's dogs out there in those streets. They don't want to hear a love song unless it got a hot beat to it. Unless it's Trina and Beyonce. You know, this is, what's the other one name? Kelly Rowland or somebody, Mariah Carey. You know, you got it's a different element, man. It's a different, man. You had to be there in the 80s, and then you would understand where it's at. And then you have to, because there's generations of this. It's the same thing as rock and roll, man. It's the same thing. Rock and roll got more drugs than any industry. Drugs, violent sex, devil worshiping. Anything you can say. They cursed the president out. They killed the president. They shot the president. They had sex with the president. They did everything with the president in rock and roll. Every president. Especially in the 70s. You know? It's music, y'all. It's expression, y'all. And that with Jay-Z. Anybody in hip-hop know he's going at some certain rappers out there who we don't know, unless some people in the industry do know. And the people who's got, you know, the people who know who he's going at, the people who've been targeting him and really getting under his skin probably know. And maybe, I think maybe one or two politicians may have said something. That's why he threw that little Shangri-La-Di-Da. But trust me, y'all, that's some slick shit for the rappers. So on that note, seeing that I played it for you guys and made you guys understand it from a different point of view, hopefully, especially, you know, you guys, the journalists out there, I don't care, listen to me, because I'm a journalist too. I'm a hip-hop journalist, you know, and I'm giving you some facts. So let's do it again. Jay-Z.
Ladies and gentlemen.
thing that got me, I switched the planner. Bulletproof this radio scanner. Ballin' till they vanish. You getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood, but got White House clamors. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politician never did shit for me. Except lied to me to start history. Wanna give me jail time and a fine. Fine, let me commit a real crime. I might buy a kilo for cheap teeth. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets. Hear the freedom in my speech, got an onion from Universal, we didn't weep. Would've bought the Nets of Brooklyn for free, except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seats. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said, chill, you gon' get me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Y'all gon' learn today.
Want to start a revolution. You know whenever I'm threatened, I start shooting. Fire. Catch your body, head to Houston. I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. The communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very might of the music. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby. You should become a student. Or you gonna learn today. Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. New role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
Y'all gon' learn today.
What you looking at? All the cash, 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 cash. I seen Sean the other day. He said, damn, I ain't know you had that. Ask me no questions. I'm Jolie when I'm on that D. I have you gone in 60 seconds. These bitches don't like me. These haters wanna fight me. Wake up, get caked up. Put these bitches on diet. Polo should have been my logo. So with a jacket around on my coat, though.
Money. all fall out.
Watch.
Turn up, that's how we ball out.
Life.
Turn
paper.
Up,
check.
That's how we ball out.
What is your life like?
Your life.
Is it really that real?
That's right.
Is your rollie gold? Is your car black with no deal?
How you living?
Huh?
How you living?
Huh? Is your money good? Is your fingers to them?
Is it?
I'm ghostwriting for strippers. I'm giving singles to them.
Damn.
Those Washingtons, and I know the D.C. like Washington. And I play with the heat like Boston them. And I like dirty money, but I'm washing them. Like, y'all know I ain't broke. Bronx tell Sonny.
Sonny.
Me and Kim had stacks in the bank vault.
Bank,
so y'all know I came for the money.
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 Life. And I hope they know that. Hold that.
Hold it.
Who gon' want it like I want it if I hold back.
Hold back.
Let me hit it when I'm open like I'm Novak.
What is your life like?
Yeah.
Is it really that real hoe?
Yeah.
Is your house a glass with a tennis court and no deal hoe? Huh? Is your living room Versace? This piano costs 100 racks. My mink drag on a Liberace. Come with that new shoe. That all that money in the cool shoe. That fishbowl in the wintertime with only two doors in that roof shoe. Stakes is high, we at Roof Chris. 24 karat gold toothpicks. Bossed up, fucking Benz, I'm poached up. But I might do the Maybach. 8 racks, 20 tills, I walk in. What I need a cosign for? This what I grind for. I'm the reason why these bitches get signed for.
Here, ain't from here, you get love, all this bread that I saw, right? girl. You're looking like Nicole Murphy, only a Hershey. Put a hurting on them, girl, and show no mercy. I guess the thing that really irked me is when they served me with subpoenas and try to take me to the cleaners. But it's fight on my dirty laundry. I like it raunchy, so ever since you said you called me, I guess it haunts me. Which put me in a dark place like Helena, Bria, or even 702 Leela. I guess the blacker the berry, the more I gotta back up the blackberry. Cause the thought of losing you was that scary.
I had no idea that we got married. She liked to try to put a ring on it. That shit is scary, girl. You looking like a Dina Howard. Leave me an hour of your time. Meet me in the shower. See me devour you. I met her at my partner house. Burning the sour diesel. Never seen a stunt like this. Evil Knievel moving fast like the Autobahn. Brought me to a mom's second week. She tried to put it on, lock me like a con. And con said if she ain't busting down, then be gone. I can't see me getting out the game, I'm gone. Cause even though she wanted me to pay her my attention, man, it's 30 white bitches that want me to pay a visit. Nigga, I might split it, damn it, I might hit it. She gay now, like I'm the reason she don't like niggas. Ass grabbing, backstabbing in my liver, Frank Ocean. I'm numb to these broads, can't feel them. So as the world turns and my name grows bigger, I'm a beast, I'm a dog to these dark skinned women.
I'm a little bit scared of commitment, and that's why I'm hardly home. Cause I'd rather be out at the party, getting new numbers in my phone.
Girl, you looking like a young Trina, and I mean it. Except you a little thicker and more conceited. You was what I always wanted, but never needed. My guy say he hit once, but never skied it. You told me the truth later, you let him eat it. But he ain't do that, daddy, he never beat it. But even if he did, baby, we all grown. What's up with your dark-skinned friend, we all home. Hey girl, you looking like a young Bria Miles. And I'ma run your pretty black ass 100 miles. Call me the coach, young lady, I work you out. I take you on the porch, young lady, and bust it out. And I ain't holding nothing back, you take it all. You looking like Halle Berry and Monsters Ball. And I'ma Billy Bob that ass until you crawl. Fat boy gotta go now, ladies, I holler y'all.
I'm a little bit scared of commitment, and that's why I'm hardly home. Cause I'd rather be out at the party, getting new numbers in my phone. I'm a little bit scared of commitment, and that's why I'm hardly home.
You think you stay late, stay in them Jimmy Choo's. I'm the one that got you riding that Bentley Coupe. I stay up on the road, cause it's what I got to do. It's a shame that she don't understand, she don't understand. She don't understand, she don't understand. She don't understand, she don't understand. My life,
oh yeah. Staying at home with you, ain't gon' get this money. If we go broke today or tomorrow, how we gon' get this money? What's your plans about? So that's the shit that I'm talking about. How that look? I'm the man of the house. I got my girl working, trying to bring bread to the house. So shut up and stop yapping. Let me get this bread and keep stacking. Play a role, satisfactory. You gon' be my ex if you keep checking me. Go out with your friends and leave me alone. Buy a nigga drink, shit, take him home. I don't give a damn, stop bugging me. You gon' be alright if you trust me. If I don't call you today, if I don't call you tomorrow, you should understand. Understand, no sorrow. This what I got to do. Word to my nigga Carlos. I'm trying to make it so that we ain't gotta never fall.
She don't understand, this is what I got to do. You think you stay late, stay in them Jimmy Choo's. I'm the one that got you riding that Bentley Coupe. I stay up on the...
Hold up, damn.
It's a shame that she don't understand, she don't understand. She don't understand, she don't understand. My life, my life, my life, my life.
Oh yeah.
You
make a real nigga cheat with some other ladies. Cause in your damn mouth, it's just aggravating. How you get that Benz truck? Tell me how you get them traffic cameras. If you keep bugging me about my job, I'ma have your ass walking in sandals like,
ooh, you about to roll. Ooh, you got some go. Ooh, how you don't understand it? Ooh, I'm a fun girl, gon' appreciate it.
Understand this is what I got to do. How you think you stay late in them Jimmy Choo's? I'm the one that got you riding in Bentley Coupe. I stay up on the road cause it's what I got to do. It's a shame that she don't understand, she don't understand. She don't understand, she don't understand. She don't understand, she don't understand. My life, my life, my life, my life. Oh yeah.
I guess I feel like Lance Armstrong. You know, I win the race, hell yeah. You call it tore the streets.
Dramatic nickel.
But it's like I'm cheating. Cause my team is on steroids. And they said, hey,
I'm on that
you niggas keep pounding up.
Same numbers and actors. The top of counter holes, I make them.
Make the world bounce.
I put on BBS. It's not the right on my shit. After that spasm. I don't care who come next. I took off in a business and came back in a spider. My trap on steroids. We serving more than one. Who you think you is? 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 Who you think you is?
Nigga!
I take a big meat. All my niggas set up. Cause I'm a rich nigga. She wanna give me a hug. But she a freak hoe. And I won't show her no love. I shoot her magic like I'm from NYC. A thousand for some glass. I see my shit in 3D. I'm popping bottles, nigga. Like it's a 4th of July. I think I'm Bill Gates. I'm taking over the net. We shooting chopper, nigga. We ain't fuck with them tech. I think I'm Young G. Cause I motivate shows, yeah. I think I'm Lil Boosie. I'm about to start sending hits. Hey, Future Castellano. I'm on that mafia shit. I took no VVS. It's not the right on my shit. After that smash, I don't care who come next. I took off in a business and came back in a spider. My trap on steroids. We serving Marv McGuire. Who you think you is? 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 I know my joke wrong. I seen it come out of ass. I wipe that shit off and throw it right in the bag. I'm living fabulous. This shit I do in your dreams. You see your arrogant. Now I think I'm the king. Name a bitch you can't fuck. Name a bitch you didn't check. Name a bitch you didn't slut. Then name one. Think I'm Antoine Jameson. I'm ballin'. I think I'm Ted Turner. Ran around with that burner. I got them young gunner. And they gon' squeeze on anything I put in. I think I'm Ferragamo. I think I'm leaner, I think I'm leaner. I think I'm about to center. I think I'm about to burn up. A stack full of 100. All this ice on me. I took no VVS. It's not the right on my chest. After that smash, I don't care who come next. I took off in a bit and came back in a spider. My trap on steroids. We serving Marv McGuire. Who you think you is? 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 Who you think you is?
Yeah. early this morning while you was probably yawning, sleeping on the dawn. I've been counting money, this is way early this morning. I stepped up, checked up, leave you hoes wept up. Fuck with the baddest hoe, you sick, get your check up.
She see me ballin',
see me ballin',
take a picture. She walking around the club like I can get you. I told her bring your friends, I'll have all the flavors.
All the flavors.
She looks at me and smiling, that's what cool I'm saying. So I'm saying, oh girl.
Persona, swag is just immaculate. European, this air you breathing should come with tax with it.
Wow.
I swear to God, I feel like cotton. All eyes on me. I done took six shots. Ask me, daddy, how you want it? So whatever, don't stop. Send a bottle to the DJ, told him turn it up a notch. Fucking right, she know the deal. Only fuck with real niggas, cause she love the feel.
Call me Rock, I call them hikers. They gon' mount. They go higher up there, fuck yeah. Get your climb on, reach for the climax. Yeah, baby, climb up. Rock, I call them hikers. They go mount, they go higher up there, fuck yeah. Get your climb on, reach for the climax. Yeah, baby, climb up.
She see me ballin',
see me ballin',
take a picture. She walking around the club like I can get you. I told her, bring your friends, I love all the flavors.
All the flavors.
She looks at me and smiling, that's what cool I'm saying. So I'm saying, oh girl.
My people out there, hey. For my sisters everywhere, missing one. Stay up on your level, don't ever let a hater break, bring you down. Keep the pedal to the metal, keep pushing gas so you can stick around. I'm on the win and I'm changing the game, never gonna let it change me. Until you let them know, cause
what don't he only makes it stronger.
Remember
that pain don't last forever.
Remember,
hold just a little bit longer.
Remember
what don't he only makes it stronger.
Stronger. Remember pressure bust tight, don't stop the fight, only the strong survive. Your life is a gift, so have the heart of a soldier that never dies. Seven, the sky is the limit and you're in it, so make it strong and not forever. Mission eight, keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, no matter the weather. Cause
with some key one, it makes it stronger.
Remember
that pain don't last forever.
Remember,
hold just a little bit longer.
Remember
what's gonna give you only makes it stronger.
Stronger. These are the rules, you know what to do. If you wanna win, it's up to you.
Gotta go high, gotta go high.
Gotta go high, gotta go high, gotta go high.
Oh yeah.
just a little bit. Hold on, just a little bit.
Bye. How you feel? Crucial decisions to make.
Block, block, club, DJ.
Don't know if I'm Keisha, Felicia, or Amber. There's something about each one of them wrong and special. Been all around the world. Been so many girls with different qualities. Everyone seems to have something I want. Ooh, I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think I'm sure. Tell me what this romance should do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. I'm so good. But I love her and her too. They all could be the one. So how can I be one?
And I love the one.
Nothing I can do, give me this. If only she could dress like you, and you could walk the way she does. Ooh, 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 ooh. I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think I'm sure.
DJ,
tell me what this romance should do. I gotta have her, but
DJ,
I want you to.
Babe.
I'm so good, I love you, but I love her and her too. They all could be the one. So how can I be
I gotta have her, but I want her too. So now I need help with my obsessions. I'm working on my addictions, like stopping for all the pretty girls in the cars I'll be whipping. In my position, I'm balling like the Pistons. I'm on fire. I stop dropping, I'm rolling, I watch them get it. They see the moon is like a vampire bit them. I scoop them, hit them, and dip them, turn them into honey dip. The money get it. What the ladies be calling us, acting like they ignoring us. Really, they be on all of us. And all of us, we can take a flight. You and her, and we can make it right.
I love her, I love you, but I love her.
I'm
Rock Club DJ.
Down. Russian. In the kind of club where the stars check their weapons. Who wanna sex their mechs get naked? Fuck until security show up to act.
Heavy hitters kind of figures. We be clubbing. Mix a bunch of heavy liquors. We be clubbing. All my live ass niggas.
That's right.
We be clubbing. Fucking all them gummy niggas. We be clubbing.
DMX. What Friday?
All I do is import to export. Transport to Westport. A nigga still breathing today. Cause the best caught them slugs. You spit at me now. Get at me if you want more. Put a fucking hole up in your back. So what's the front for? Come on, baby. We some noise makers. Catching niggas with bricks and my finger. Coming to Las Vegas. Made us want to dead or alive. But mad niggas hit this. But ain't a motherfucker come to get this. Witness what's unheard of. Cold blooded murder. This hot shit will have you smelling like a fucking burger. In the cell from the 12 is all it takes to make a nigga spin like twice. Hit the ball. You call for help. But ain't none coming. The admin started the robbery and done running. And when I'm done, done it, we all gon' meet up at the club. Fucking with you. It's nothing but love. Nigga, what?
Heavy hitters kind of figures.
Uh-huh.
We be clubbing. Mix a bunch of heavy liquors.
Uh-huh.
We be clubbing. All my live ass niggas.
Yeah.
We be clubbing. Fucking all them gummy niggas.
That's
right. We be clubbing.
New York.
Get your club on.
L.A.
Get your club on.
Chi-Town.
Get your club on.
Atlanta.
Get your
fuck
club
that
on.
Shit. If the dog's off the leash, then the dog's gonna bite. If the dog's in the ring, then the dog's gonna fight. If the dog's on the west coast, then I'm fucking with you. Let him hold that nigga, keep him coming in tune. Like Noah, I make it wetter. The double header hit that ass like I got a vendetta. You know it's better with the dime, make it shake it off. Shake it off, take it off, take it off. And make it so, yeah.
It's all good, it's all right. Fuck all day, fuck all night. Call my niggas, cause wherever I go, y'all my niggas. East to the west coast, all my niggas.
Not an east to the west, piece of the best. Sick of this shit.
Get on the floor, up in the get on the floor, up in the get on the floor, up in the get on the floor.
drop it, give me 50, girl, drop it, give me 50.
Now by the third verse is way high, the we wide open. She dropped it down over the hills and her thighs rolling. I know this, and can't nobody do it like I do it. Posted in the VIP with each chick on the side of me. We got money, so tell them how the new boots to stop pulling out they can. And let me see how you act for a sec. Drop it lower, bring it up like you a fool. Now put a dip in your back and let me see what you could do. She say if she bend it over, it'll be a full moon. I told her to bend it over, let me see that full moon. Like the boom, boom.
Whining so rude, and she creating a mood. wearing easy roads, winding long and skinny clothes is your style. Man, lady, I know when time is at the stage, I feel my need, I reach it, my time now.
Y'all, y'all show me all your rock, y'all. Y'all, let me see your fly.
I'm a winner, I'm a winner. I'm not afraid to You Oh, I'm sending out a SOS. This is Beast Dude Radio. I said Beast Dude Radio.
Beats his radio.